Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Parr. I'm at Neocon, first day of the show, third floor in the Mohawk space, and I'm with Royce Epstein, the A&D design director. Royce, how you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. I saw you briefly last night at the Cool event.
Thank
it was
you.
Fun, wasn't it?
It was awesome. It's my favorite time of year. It's like homecoming, reunion week, all of that, all rolled into one.
Well, you guys have been busy. First, though, you've been, I think, here at Mohawk for 3 years.
Correct.
And before that, you were with Loom?
I worked with Loom, which is Technion Textiles. At least it started as Technion Textiles, and It's part of Technion's brand, where they added a textile line.
Yeah.
So that was my first product development job after being an interior designer for 20-some-odd years.
And
I love doing product development. I love being on this side of the fence.
Are you based up in the New York office?
Not anymore. I moved to Philadelphia, but
okay.
I'm in New York all the time working with our team there, and, of course, with our team at the Light Lab in Dalton, Georgia. And I travel most of the time, so I'm actually never home. I'm interfacing with our customers all over the country and globally, and really representing our brand and representing the voice of design for Mohawk.
So you go to Europe a lot too, don't you?
Sometimes, yeah. I was just in Milan for Design Week there, which is a wonderful place to go to get design inspiration.
All right, so you guys won a Best in Neocon Award for Heather Hughes,
correct,
which is a carpet fiber system,
it's
right?
It's a brand new carpet fiber system. This has been kind of my baby, something that I really have been interested in because I'm a big materials nerd and I love learning about all the bits and pieces that make up our product. So Heather Hughes is a new yarn system that is heathered, hence the name. And what that means is it looks like a blended yarn, like a wool. Although wool, of course, happens naturally. But normally when you create a heathered yarn, you take three solid colors and you send it off to a processing plant and they air entangle it and they send it back. And it's great and the visual is nice, but the problem is you're getting a bulky yarn. It's coming back three times the weight of what you really need. So at Mohawk, we do a lot of innovation around yarn development. And we wanted to do something very sustainable when it came to, you know, creating a yarn that has these heathered effects. So we figured out a way to extrude the yarn. It's a solution dyed fiber. So in the extrusion process is when the yarn becomes heathered. So it's a special tri-color process that keeps the color separation, but it's extruding as a single fiber
filament,
as opposed to having the bulk of three fibers mixed together to create this yarn. And we've actually dematerialized the yarn, so it's even thinner in the denier than we would normally have. We're trying very hard in our sustainability initiatives to do more with less, and still, of course, maintain high performance and really high design. This yarn is also about biophilic design. We looked to, again, looking at wool and all the different colors that sheep hair actually come in. So the palette's quite small. It's only 32 colors. Half of that are warm and cool neutrals. And the neutrals literally look like sheep hair. They're really, really beautiful. You know, people love the look of wool, the feel of wool. And so we think we've done a very good job kind of mimicking this natural fiber in a solution dyed nylon that's really high performing. It also has a rich, vibrant accent color palette. We're also making this yarn at different spec points, our Duracolor and our Color Strand. So what's great about that from the design standpoint is we can position different products both at the higher end and the lower end, but we're more budget end, so that this isn't exclusive to one type of product or another. It's more universal and we can use it across all of our brands, all of our market segments, all of our platforms. So that's really exciting from the design standpoint.
Give me 10 seconds just for the Lynn heads that are listening to this. Now, this is a BCF nylon product, right?
It's nylon,
okay,
solution dye.
Yep.
And again, it's called tri-color extrusion.
And so before, to create heather, I mean, you had to use staple fibers and entangle them, and now this is BCF.
Correct.
So it really
it's
is.
Coming out as one filament.
Uh-huh. Interesting. Yeah. Very
amazing.
Interesting. All right. Well, congratulations on winning that
Thank
award.
You.
Let's talk about where you've actually used that fiber. I saw a gorgeous product up front that's woven, and it's woven in your Eden, North Carolina
yes,
plant.
So that's the Sunweave collection.
Yeah.
And that's our first woven product to use our Heather Hughes yarns. And when you use the sort of traditional weaving construction with the heathered yarns, you really get a tremendously beautiful product. Because, you know, as you know, the wovens, this is a sort of craft heritage type product for us as part of our Karastan family. And using these yarns with this crafted process makes it look so rich and so authentically natural. They look super high-end. They look very warm, very inviting. You know, I talk about culture and trends a lot for Mohawk, and I think You know, having a product that is so warm and so inviting is really important today. The world is very chaotic. Every day we turn on the news and we all feel really stressed out. It doesn't matter what your politics are. We all feel like something bad's going to happen. And, you know, we also live in this really over-the-top digital era that, you know, we all have 15,000 emails and it's really hard to keep up in life. So having these warm textural colors and tones and constructions on the floor, and this is true even for textiles on upholstery and things like that, it makes us just feel much more safe and warm in a space. We're also pushing a warmer color palette. If you walk around our showroom, you'll notice that we're mixing warm and cool tones together.
Yeah.
And we did that very intentionally because, you know, the days of really the last 20 years, we've all been kind of pushing these very techy palettes that were cool, like literally like steel gray colors and silver metallic tones. And now it's really moving towards the warm because, again, we want to feel warm. We want to feel safe. We want to feel we're nested in our homes or our workspace.
Yeah.
So that's something that we're trying to tie our design to kind of what's happening in culture.
Let me be nostalgic for a minute, if you don't mind. We're sitting here in a building that was built by Marshall Fields, and we're at the 50th NeoCon. And that plant in Eden, North Carolina, was built by Marshall Fields.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, isn't that neat?
I actually went to college with his grandson.
Oh, is that right? So it's a nice little tie-in
yeah.
there. Okay, so real quick, you don't have blue shoes on. Everybody
I do
else,
not.
What
I,
happened here?
Well, you probably know that I'm the rebel of Mohawk, if not in other places of my life.
Yeah.
And I actually felt it was like a sustainability issue for me because I already own a lot of black sneakers. Everybody knows I wear black pretty much head to toe. And I just felt like I don't want to buy a pair of sneakers for 2 days and then never wear them again.
Yeah, okay.
And I felt that was unsustainable.
So for those people who are listening to this that aren't at the Mart, most of the Mohawk people are wearing some very striking
blue
sneakers.
Yeah, they're awesome Puma blue suede sneakers.
Okay.
And they are beautiful, but they look great on everybody else.
I've got 30 more seconds here. I want to ask you about this Red List Free product you've got going on. Tell us a little bit about that, if you would.
We have 5 new living products, and they are all Red List Free. We've worked on a hard surface that is Red List Free. So this for us is huge. So it's using alternative chemistry to take out sort of the things that people don't like about vinyl type products. And, you know, there are a lot of design firms out there that like to specify Red List Free products. And so we have been working really hard to work with the Living Building Challenge and the Living Product Challenge to get PETAL certification for not just that hard surface product, but we have 4 other products. So the Newtopia Collection, Newtopia Matrix, and Sunweave, which we actually have in 2 areas because you can use it as an area rug, but you can also use it as a bralette.
Okay, so these Red List Free products aren't all LVT. There's some carpet in there as well.
Correct.
Okay, Royce, great to talk to you. Talking to Royce Epstein, the A&D Design Director at Mohawk, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaLA.net.